Hey, it's 3 Minute Review with your friends, Mike and Catherine.
It's my birthday again.
Is it?
You keep saying it. You said I could have a 2-day birthday.
But your other part's tomorrow.
No, my other part's Sunday.
Oh, right.
Tomorrow's Saturday.
Oh, right.
Today's Friday.
Gotcha.
And then in
TGIF, am I right?
Oh, yeah. Rosé all day?
What?
What?
Are those two related?
No, kind of. Isn't that...
I hate Mondays, the whole thing?
Yeah, yeah, the whole thing is in a pot.
I thought it was Garfield hated Mondays and Kathy loved Fridays.
Yeah, did that come from Kathy?
I don't know. In my mind, that's where it was popularized.
Who invented TGIF? I thought Kathy was always... Oh, no, Kathy liked things. She liked chocolate. She hated exercise. Did she get into the wine stuff? Was she like a... Did they make her... drink?
Seems weird for a cartoon, but maybe.
I feel like I'm conflating that with, like, you know, mommy's sippy cup is empty.
Wow.
That, like, infantilized language.
No, I know what you're saying.
That,
I don't like it.
Which I think was, what, sort of mid-2000s?
How do you rate the comic strip in the newspaper Garfield?
I don't think I ever read it in the newspaper. Well, how do I rate it?
How did you read it? In what form did you read it? Online?
No, I don't. Did I ever read it?
Do you know Garfield? Are you familiar with
Garfield? Yes, I'm familiar with the oeuvre of Garfield.
When do you remember your first exposure to Garfield?
I think it was like on t-shirts. It was Garfield merch.
Oh.
There was a woman. She wasn't a woman. She was a girl because I was in high school. Her name was Deborah something. And she had a Monday's Reek t-shirt that had Garfield on it.
Reek?
Yeah.
Is that interesting?
Yeah, I know. That was the one I learned that reek, R-E-E-K, and reek, W-R-E-A-K, were two different words. It seemed like a really crass way of spelling reek, because I knew the other one. What was her name? Deborah Harding. That was her name. We used to bet on hockey, and then...
Like just together, individually?
You yeah, it's like two bets. Like 14-year-olds, we would bet on hockey, and then when I won the bet once. I don't remember. It was like, I think she was like a Nordiques fan and I was a Montreal Canadiens fan, two rival Quebec teams in the 90s. And it was a dollar bet. No, it was a $10 bet. And she did what you did with the fucking pennies. She brought me like 1,000 pennies, a bag of 1,000 pennies.
And you took
them. Yeah, I just thought that was like a cool prank move that for a 14-year-old.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were ripping on me there. I couldn't tell.
No. I know that you didn't. You make a bet once, and you bought like $100 worth of pennies, and it was so heavy, and it was in many sacks.
It was a prize for Change Wizard.
Right.
It wasn't a bet.
Mike was a game designer.
I think I still am.